We have preached since day one of our inception the need of an inclusive dialogue for all the political leaders so that we can jointly bring the energy of the separation of power within the Constitution and never talk about it ever again. And secondly, give Davy an honorable exit door so that after his departure, we should be able to hold a free and transparent legislative and presidential election coupled together. Because at the rate we are going right now, having the election in April and organizing the legislative later on, we do not even have the funding to organize the presidential as we speak. And on top of all of that, you may have known that on the 28th, one of the opposition leaders, Mr. Yaya Dillo, has got raided, and his mother and son and three other relative members got killed.
Does your party have the backing of other opposition parties for the cancellation of these elections that you are talking about? And do you think there's a major prospect that your calls for the cancellation, a national dialogue before the presidential and legislative elections are held jointly later on this year, would ever materialize?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things we said in 2018. And if you've been following the news, you have heard that the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, calling for the same thing we have been calling for since 3 years ago. Guterres has specifically said that we need to have a political and all-inclusive dialogue in order to reset the battle. So speaking of if other allies have, other political parties have rallied behind, they don't need to rally behind us. This is needed. It's an oxygen for the political situation within the country. We are talking about this cancellation in order to avoid a post-election crisis. We are already in pre-election crisis, and we do not want to carry that after the post-election crisis. As an example, we have over 200 of our members arrested the month of February alone for peaceful protest. So we do not want this to escalate, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, it's not, it doesn't matter if some political party are behind it or not, and you know how some of them are because they're being paid by the ruling party to support whatever is being dictated to them.
Some people are suggesting that it was because your presidential candidate failed to qualify for the election. That is why you are hell-bent on demanding the cancellation of the upcoming election for a national dialogue so you can have a seat at the table so your party will feel relevant in the democratic process in Chad. How do you respond to that?
You know, it's very sad that people are resigning all of this to one person, our candidate. This is not the issue. The issue is that 80% of the Chadians are under the age of 35 years old. And we cannot exclude 80% of the population and believing that only 20% of the population is able to lead this country. This is beyond our modest political party. This is a matter of the future of this country. This is a matter of developing this nation. This is a matter of turning away from dictatorship and looking toward democracy. It has nothing to do with who we are. We are the voice of the voiceless. And we're speaking out what many things that many people are thinking low. And yes, they orchestrate this whole thing to disqualifying us. But yet, we have all the legal basis to show that we are far from being disqualified because they know that we have the majority of the people behind us.
How popular is your call for the cancellation of the election and the organization or the demand for dialogue, an all-inclusive dialogue in Chad? How popular is this?
Of course, we believe in it. We know it's going to happen. Otherwise, there will be a huge post-electoral crisis, and we don't want to get down that rabbit hole. So how huge this this ideology is taking shape, as I said earlier, you listen to the UN speaking about it. Many of the international media are talking about it, but that's not our main concern. Our main concern is what the Chadian population are thinking about it, and that's what counts for us. The population is tired. They do not want Davy to be in power any longer.